Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Clarence Yip Yu's interview from an original 90 minutes to a 60 minutes tape. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Clarence Yip Yu on April 24, 1980 by Sue Ellen Chan. Mr. Yip, would you like to tell us a little bit about your grandparents or parents, if you remember?
Well, I'm like most Chinese. We all come from the village. We are more or less a farmer people. When we are struggling to survive, then our forefathers, you say, find a way to go overseas to start a new life. I'm the second or third generation. My father was here back in the old day. I couldn't remember all the years. But I came here when I was 18.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Then I come from the village, go through Hong Kong, come to this country, land in San Francisco in 1921.
I see.
Yeah. The worst part was, we came here, I have to stay at the India Island for five or six months.
Uh-huh.
They have to investigate my background, most like Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
Then at the India Island in my time, we have over 500-600, about 100 or more Chinese women, and they have a different quarter for them.
Uh-huh.
We stay there, they provide us just those locker. Those are bad, you know, black on top. Then 3 meals a day, just more or less detention headquarters. Didn't come at the India Island. After they found out everything okay, then they let us to land in San Francisco, to go up the city.
So you mentioned that your father came over in the very early years. What did he do? Why he came over?
Well, just to survive, he came over and worked at a Chinese grocery.
Uh-huh.
Worked 12 to 14 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
Then he worked himself to death almost.
Uh-huh.
Then he was dying in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. He worked in a grocery store in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, I think. Before the earthquake, San Francisco earthquake.
I see. And he passed away
in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
He worked from 5 o'clock in the morning until midnight.
Uh-huh. And did your mother ever come to this country?
No, my mother never come to this country.
I see. And your father went back to China and married?
No, he died. Okay. Yeah, he went back to China, I think, one time or two times.
Uh-huh. And married to your mother and then...
No, he married before he came.
Oh, I see. I see. When
but,
he came over?
He came over, went back to China, then I was born there.
I see. So, may I ask when were you born?
Oh. I think during the San Francisco earthquake year, I guess.
Uh-huh, I
somewhere see. Along, but I was born in China.
Uh-huh,
my father was in this country.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
You are the only child.
No, they were in here, they went back.
Uh-huh, I see. But how many brothers and sisters do you have?
No sisters.
No sisters? How many brothers?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
I see. And all of them were born in China?
Yeah, all born in China.
They were older than you are, or?
They're older.
So actually, your father got married in China and had two sons, and then he came to the United States, and later he went back, and then
I was born.
I see. So your mother never came over here. And your father would send money back and support the family?
No, we have a little income, you know, from a farmer.
Uh-huh. Who did the farm
My
work?
Mother.
Your mother?
No, we are more or less a Beiji, you know.
Oh, Beiji, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you hire...
Yeah, we lease, more or less lease our Yau Gang food, you know,
uh-huh.
Gang,
uh-huh.
So they finally cook for it.
So
in the old days, we have, in the village, we have our own home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they cook sour, that's a mean food, you know.
Uh-huh. But if the life is not so difficult in Canton, why your father came to the San Francisco? Because he thought they have a better chance?
Yeah, have better chance, a better future for our children.
Uh-huh. So did he eventually bring all the children to the United States?
Yes.
You say that you came over while you were 18 years old?
My father already passed. My brother helped me to come over.
I see. He came over earlier.
Yeah, earlier.
So he was, how much older was your brother?
One is 10 years older, the other 20 years older.
Oh, I see. So they came here, and did they pick up your father's groceries?
No, they are just working.
Working for what?
Working a different line of work, such as a Chinese grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Before in San Francisco, they have the, they call it the art goods store, you know, curious store.
Yes.
Serve Japanese and Chinese merchandise. So my brother's working there.
Uh-huh.
We consider have a better work, better occupation in other words.
Oh yes.
Then we have chance to meet the Caucasian or different people.
Uh-huh.
Because our business is different. Other people, not only Chinese, not like the grocery store, just the Chinese customers.
Right, and actually most customers were
all those. Different nationalities.
Different nationalities.
Yeah.
So when you came to San Francisco, you helped with your brothers or what?
No, I have to find what they call a school job.
Oh.
Say.
So you attend school and?
I attend night school, work in the daytime.
Uh-huh. At that time you learn your English.
Well, that's how I learned English.
And during the daytime, what kind of work you work?
Well,
I
work at they call curious store, art store.
Uh-huh. But not in
store.
Your brother's? Not
no,
the same.
Different one.
Uh-huh. How did you find that job?
Well, because from the brothers, the father's the old friend. That's the only way you can find a job, from your parents or some relative.
Right.
Otherwise you can find a job.
So that was like 1921.
Yeah, 20.
How much you can make?
By then, for the first, I get only $20 a month.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Uh-huh.
Work from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Then I go to night school from 7 to 9.
Uh-huh.
Then I come back at 10 o'clock. We close store at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And have a close clean up.
I see. You live in the store also?
Live in the store.
What kind of job works involved when you work in the
store?
Well,
I make a delivery,
mm-hmm.
and a wrapping package,
mm-hmm.
weigh on customer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess
the
learning
cleaning
it,
in the evening.
Yeah, that's a good chance to learn English there.
Uh-huh.
Have chance to talk to the English-speaking
uh-huh.
people. Because all the salesmen, they all speak English and Chinese.
Right.
So then I have the chance to learn the English.
So how many years were you there?
I think 6-7 years.
Oh. And then when did you decide to come to Los Angeles?
No, then to me, then since the service is too much involved, you know, then I went to San Rafael.
Uh-huh.
That's the city, very quiet residential city.
Uh-huh.
Then I attend high school there.
Uh-huh.
Then work in the family. As a houseboy.
Uh-huh. The Caucasian family.
Yeah, Caucasian family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have them prepare breakfast.
Yes.
Then I make myself a lunch and go to school.
Uh-huh.
Then after school, then I go back there and have them prepare the dinner.
Uh-huh.
Then after I clean up everything about 8 or 9 o'clock, then I have a little chance to study.
I see. So mainly you're doing the cooking and cleaning job.
Yeah, cooking and cleaning house.
Uh-huh. Do you get any sort of money?
We get I have from $20 to $30 a month.
Uh-huh.
They give
plus
us a board
and
room.
Yeah. So you work with this family for how long?
I work with the family for 2 years. Then I came to Los Angeles in the city produce market.
Oh, why make you decide to come to Los Angeles?
Well, only $20 a month in the old days, it's not bad, you can survive.
Uh-huh.
But study and working, it's not ideal. So I come to Los Angeles, some friend work in the produce market. They said they have about $20 or $25 a week. Then I came to Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
So I work from 2 o'clock in the morning, get up 2 o'clock in the morning, work until 6 o'clock, then go to school, go to polytechnic high school.
Oh, I see.
Then stay about 2.5 years, I can see the finish the high school, work in the city market.
Uh-huh.
That is a hard time then.
Oh, yeah.
Only I get about $20 a week.
Mm-hmm.
I have to finish my own boarding room.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So still not much in it.
Uh-huh.
But I have a more free instead of a work as a houseboy, you know.
Uh-huh.
You have to do whatever the master's place.
Right, right.
Sometimes I should have Sunday off, but they said I have a party. I have to stay, see.
Oh, I see. So when was the year that you came to Los Angeles?
I think in 28 or 29.
Uh-huh, I see. So when you work in the produce market, you work for other people, apparently.
Yeah, I work for other people.
What is the company, do you remember?
No, I couldn't remember.
Uh-huh. Is it Chinese?
Yeah, then I start that, you know, and once I have those peddlers go from house to house, selling vegetables to them.
Ah, for the owner?
Yeah, for the owner.
Uh-huh. So what
delivery.
Uh-huh. What kind of this truck or car that you use?
Well, they have an old truck, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they
and
have them.
What neighborhood do you deliver these
Well, sometimes to the small restaurant or to the family.
Uh-huh.
Those are big family.
They
buy maybe a $2-3.
Uh-huh.
Vegetable, we have to deliver to them.
I see.
If they are not at home, we just live in their porch.
Uh-huh.
Then tell them how much in there. Next day, then we go collect the old bell, then leave new order in there.
I see. So actually, every day you collect the money while you deliver.
Yeah.
So how big is the this produce market you work for? Like
well,
more
just
store?
Two, three people.
Two, three people.
Yeah.
And all Chinese?
Yeah, all Chinese.
Uh-huh.
But well, the city market is still there. They call it a nice big city market.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Before they have many Chinese,
uh-huh.
But since the Depression and Second World War, not very many left now.
Mm-hmm.
They all changed trade now.
And you mentioned that this owner, you know him, or you just do the friend's introduction that you...
Yeah, just friend's introduction.
I see. And you came here, worked, you say, $20-$25 a week.
Yeah.
And you work, and you support yourself, like...
Yeah, I have to self-support.
Uh-huh. And where did you live? You know,
I have to live in a rooming house,
uh-huh.
Pay about $6 a month.
$6 a month?
Yeah.
Oh. And who is the one that runs these boarding
houses? Well, some of them
house?
Are Chinese, you know, maybe a Caucasian or...
Uh-huh. The one that you live is run by Chinese?
Yeah, they lease from some Caucasians, you know, those are rooming houses.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, like, you pay $6 a month and you get the meal and the...
No, just a rent.
Just a rent, just the house?
Yeah, just,
a room.
Just a room.
Uh-huh.
You have your own bed too, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just an empty room.
I see. But you have your own room, though?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And at that time, in that boarding house, how many people live in that boarding house?
They don't call that boarding house, they just a rooming house.
A rooming house, okay.
The boarding house that they finish your food.
Right. How many of them living
there? This is a small place, they have about 20 rooms there.
Uh-huh. Where
is
it?
That's near the City Market.
Uh-huh.
On Wall Street and Ninth Street, I think they tear down all those buildings down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And at that time, there are quite a few
many
are
Chinese.
House.
Yeah, more than yeah.
Uh-huh. Approximately how many?
Before the Second World War, most Chinese here are single.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few families here.
Mm-hmm. So you lived there, and most of them were Chinese workers also. And you associate with them that time? So who were these people?
All just Chinese. They're from different districts. They're all Cantonese anyway.
They were all Cantonese, and they came over by themselves.
Yeah, or
single.
They have a father to help them, or some have a brother or relative.
Uh-huh.
But all of them, they have to be independent, have to self-support.
And most of them were young?
Well, they were all about my age.
Oh,
some of them a little older, and they have family there.
Uh-huh.
But the young people, we have to work very hard.
I see. So, did you cook for yourself?
Well, sometimes few people get together, cook by ourselves, or eat at the restaurant.
I see. At that time, eating in the restaurant is probably...
From 35 to 50 cents a meal.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, coffee, 5 cents and 2 donuts.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So when you get together and cook, do you cook Chinese food?
Yeah,
or?
We cook Chinese food.
I see. How do you know...
One chit chit the other.
Uh-huh.
One chit chit the other.
Uh-huh. Is there any women workers there?
We're few. In that day, I think before the Second World War, very few women have a job.
Uh-huh.
And most restaurants, they have just a man waiter.
Uh-huh.
Women, I remember then, the women only stay home and help those people select those walnut.
Uh-huh.
They crack the walnut and sort them, you know, small and large pieces.
Uh-huh.
And they work, they have those strawberry, they clean them.
Uh-huh.
They get about 2 or 3 cents a box. Those that they sell to the ice cream store. They make strawberry ice cream.
Uh-huh.
They work all day, make them a few couple of dollars.
I see. Most of the Chinese women work?
Yeah, no factory work, no nothing.
Just work at home?
Just work at home.
But they do work, them. Most of them do work.
Yeah.
Right.
But most of them, by then, they have a large family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But most of them have at least a half dozen now.
Oh.
By then, see.
Uh-huh.
They don't know anything about family planning, nothing. They just have family.
Mm-hmm.
Let God take care. All depends on what God gives to them.
So while you live in this produce market area, how many Chinese families stay with around the area, approximately?
They live along a nice street, a nice place between San Pedro and Cracker.
Uh-huh.
And many of them live on San Pedro and 21st and Adams between that area.
Did you ever visit these families, Chinese families?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah.
So like the children, you say probably over half a dozen, like six of them?
Many of them go to school, same school, and many of them work in the same place.
Uh-huh.
And the City Market, we have quite a good time, even hard work.
Uh-huh. So you know this Chinese family, or they just invite you to visit them?
No, not by inviting, just that. Go see their children, uh-huh. As a friend, you know,
uh-huh.
go
oh,
to their
I
house.
See. So you went to the school with the children.
But then in the old days, no family inviting you to dinner or that. They can't even survive. That's a no banquet, no dinner, not like it now.
So the mother or the wife usually taking care of the house, the children, and then if they have spare time, they do extra work by sorting the walnuts and
strawberries. Something like that.
Why? Because they need to.
They need extra money, you know, for to help the family.
Uh-huh. And most of the husbands working in the produce market, I was.
Oh, those that they work there long enough, they maybe they own the store, they work harder, they make little more.
I see.
But average, they get about, I think, 200-300 considered a good income. But the young people, by then I was considering myself as young people, we never have any money left overnight.
So what?
Because we are single.
Uh-huh, I see. So after you working with, in the produce market for a while, how many years was that?
I can't recall, but I think during the present time I quit.
Why?
Well, because I have no business. Depressing times. People have no job and lot of food, but no people buy. Lot of vegetable, no people buy. And during the Hoover administration, I remember.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do if you didn't work in the produce
market? Well, sometimes off and on, if I can't find an odd job, but try to struggle to survive.
Well,
any kind of work, see, all my
like
friends
what?
Do.
Uh-huh.
Dishwasher, whatever to get high help, we do it.
And were you able to support yourself with these odd jobs?
Well, I don't know, but I still survive now, see.
And most of your friends did the same thing.
All of the same thing.
For example, like this kind of odd job, you wash dishes, and how much can you make? It depends on how much they.
Well, I remember I work at those nightclub dishwasher. Then I work from 2 o'clock in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We start work. Those at nightclub. Work until 2 o'clock next morning. I only get $3.
A day or a week?
A day.
Oh, I see.
So
this
we consider
that's
a lucky,
Yeah.
On Hollywood Boulevard, they have a nightclub.
Uh-huh.
They have a Chinese cook and they have a Chinese crew. Dishwasher, cook, and pantry man, all that. Then I get in the cooking work.
So this nightclub, they just like a regular American
no, those
nightclub.
American, that's terrible.
They serve American food, but they will hire Chinese cook.
Yeah.
Why they hire Chinese cook
well,
to cook
because,
American?
Well, because they are more, the Chinese are more, more gonggao, what they call it. The Chinese more
diligent.
More elegant in cooking, taste and, and preparing. So, even the rich family in San Francisco, they all prefer hire Chinese cook for their taste, for their elegant style of cooking.
Did they get good pay?
Well, in the old days, they consider good pay. Like their medicine line, that's a very rich family. They have about 12 Chinese working in their family.
So, like including cook and
But they cook all the American food. Then they teach each other, like the Hong Xi,
So did they make the same amount of money as the American cook?
No, we cannot compare them. Not comparable. Oh. But
how much difference do you have any idea?
Well, in the old days, they work for the family. I think 100. Or 75 or 150 the most.
A month?
Yeah, a month, in the old days.
How about if it's American?
I don't like a family there. No, mostly black people work in the family. Chinese, black people, and or I know sometimes Philippine as a busboy, houseboy, but they are not a good cooking. For cook, most family prefer hire Chinese cook.
Yeah, but they make the same amount of money as.
No,
Chinese.
They make less.
Oh, less. How about in the restaurant, like American nightclub? If they hire American cook, do they get a lot more?
They get a lot more than the Chinese, usually.
How much more?
But you say they are prejudiced, the Chinese, mostly the head cook, they have American, mm-hmm. and all do the work, and mm-hmm. they're mostly Chinese.
Oh, I
many
see.
Of them say.
I see. So the Chinese, even they did most of the work, but they were not the
do
head
a better
cook.
Job still, they can get the same pay. You know.
Uh-huh. And then they were not the head cook.
No.
Oh, I see. So you worked there for, you know, like as an odd job and on and off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what other kind of a job?
Well, truck driver, chauffeur, or whatever I can find, uh-huh. you know.
Truck driver, you drive for whom? Use mostly?
Well, for delivery, you know.
Uh-huh. For American company also?
No, mostly Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And how much you can make out of that?
Well, sometimes I make for a few dollars a day, sometimes make maybe $10 or $20 a week.
So actually this odd job, if you can find a job, it's not
yeah.
too bad.
Yeah, whatever you can find, you know.
Uh-huh.
All the Chinese is sensing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, for example, you were talking about chauffeur, that was for American?
For American.
Uh-huh. Is that also a good pay job?
No, they get about $50 a month.
Uh-huh, I see. So after that, I think you worked just during the Depression years,
yeah,
and when did you stop doing those kind of odd jobs? And,
well, then I would work in the restaurant as a cook.
Uh-huh. Oh.
They have a bar in there. I start work at 5 o'clock in the evening until 2 o'clock in the morning as a cook.
I see. It's American restaurant?
American restaurant.
Oh, I see. So
during daytime, that's how I start this flower business.
Oh.
See?
That was 1940.
Yeah.
I see. So actually between 1930 and 1940,
just
10 years?
Just a drifting along, you know.
That's very hard.
Yeah, just drifting along.
Uh-huh. And so you work as a cook, and how did you learn to cook American food, or you just learn by watching when you
by watching, you know, that's not a hard way to learn, you know. If your heart is in, want to learn that, you know.
Right. So like, so when you work as a cook, which restaurant you work, or different restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Or in
waiter,
which area?
Even sometimes a waiter or whatever, they need you.
Uh-huh. In which area?
Well, before not very many Chinese restaurants outside of Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Very few.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So you work mostly in Chinatown?
No, outside of Chinatown too.
Oh,
you know.
Outside Chinatown. And when you work as a cook, and that's outside of Chinatown too?
Yeah, outside Chinatown.
Uh-huh. Where did you live then?
Well, I have a car.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I even sleep in my car, you know.
Oh, I see. And you still live in the rooming house?
Yes, still have a rooming house. You know.
I see. And is the rent keep on going up, or is just stay
almost
the same? I see. So that's, 1940 you started for this shop?
Yeah.
In where? In this?
In Chinatown area.
In Chinatown area. Is exactly this location on Broadway?
No, I'm Bernard Street. I rent a house, an old house, $20.
A month,
and I clean it up, and I have a few friends live in there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I start that thing.
I see. So why you decide to start this florist shop?
Well, by then, no. I see a Chinese is in Chinatown, they seem to be very prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's no flower shop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, as you say, visit some Japanese flower shop in Glendale. Mm-hmm. Then I beginning to interest to have a, open a flower shop in Chinatown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, do you need a lot of capital to start?
No, I only have $50 to start with.
So I
went to a second-hand store, buy those ice box.
Uh-huh.
They don't have refrigeration, just ice box. Every day you have to put 50 cents and buy a big queue of ice in there.
Uh-huh.
See? And the old day, those old fixture, only $18 buy a nice ice box.
Uh-huh.
Then they have an ice man to deliver ice to you.
Uh-huh.
The 50 cents, I think, for 100 pounds of ice.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then to keep the
keep flower there.
I see.
Then so I get those tomato can or glass for waste. That's how I start that.
All by yourself or you have any help?
Well, I have some friend live in the house. You know, I rent an old house for
$20
a month.
Uh-huh. Do you remember exactly the location of the Bernard Street?
Now they have that advertising post board in there now.
The house is no longer there?
No, house no longer there.
I see. How big is the house?
Well, they have three rooms.